Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about Santosh Dutt. On the banks of Padmavati River, in the town of Gopalpur, lived King Krishnanand Dutt. His older brother was Purushottam Dutt. The wealth and fame of these two brothers was beyond compare. King Krishnanand's son was Sri Santosh Dutt. Santosh Dutt took initiation from Narottam Thakur. It appears that prior to Narottam Thakur's return from Vrindavan, his father and uncle Purushottam passed away. Krishnanand Dutt appointed Santosh to the royal seat. After the passing of King Krishnanand and Purushottam, he was shown much wealth and material enjoyment. From that point, Santosh is referred to with the title Raja. Santosh was the foremost of the saintly persons in the village. He was an erudite scholar as well as expert in royal administration. When he heard that Narottam Thakur was about to bless that town with his holy footsteps after such a long time, in order to be the first one to create Narottam, he rushed out with the rest of the devotees to wait for him on the road outside Kheturi Gram. After some time, Narottam could be seen in the distance. Upon seeing him, Santosh, after bowing prostrates with full obeisances, went forward with tears of ecstasy in his eyes, falling on the ground again and again to take the dust of Narottam's lotus feet. At this, Narottam affectionately embraced Santosh and asked how he had been faring all the time, asking him many questions about his health, happiness and well-being. A few days later, Narottam Thakur initiated Santosh with the Radha Krishna mantra. Raja Santosh Dutt had previously wanted that a temple to be built and a deity installed. Now he begged at Narottam Thakur's lotus feet for his permission. Narottam gladly gave his approval. Within a few months, Raja Santosh Dutt had seen to it that a large temple was built. The temple compound included a big storehouse for food, a kirtan hall, a residence hall and the ashram for devotees, a bathing and a beautiful flower garden and a guest house. On the full moon day of Falgun, on the festival day of Mahaprabhu's appearance, the temple was dedicated and the deities were installed, and a great festival which can only be compared to the Rajasuya Yagna of Yudhishthir Maharaj is its vast expansiveness began and was celebrated for miles around. Messengers were sent out for miles around Kheturi Gram to near and distant lands to invite kings, landowners, poets, pandits, Vaishnavas, authors, as well as many other illustrious guests. Some were sent far and wide to invite the topmost singers and orators. Preparations were made to install 6 deities at one time. When Santosh received word from Srinivas Acharya that the lost books of the Goswamis had been recovered, Santosh celebrated the event of his kingdom. Santosh bore the entire cost incurred on the occasion of installation of the deities by Narottam. Some believe that Basant Dutt was another name of Santosh Dutt. When Shyamanand Prabhu arrived at Kheturi, King Santosh Dutt warmly welcomed him. The drama Sangeeta Madhav was written with the consent of Santosh Dutt. Thus were the pastimes of Santosh Dutt. Thank you, Hare Krishna.